Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. Before we get into our main stories today, we need to open with an urgent, severe weather alert for the Grand Rapids area.
That's right. The National Weather Service has issued a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms moving into our region this Monday evening. That is a level 1 out of 5 on their severe weather scale. And the primary hazard we are tracking is isolated, damaging wind gusts.
Because of that wind threat, if you have patio furniture, trash cans, or any loose items out in your yard, you need to secure them right now. This system is also bringing a massive amount of water. Looking at Tuesday morning, there is a 99% chance of heavy rain starting at 3 a.m., and that becomes a guaranteed 100% chance by 6 a.m.
It is going to be an incredibly messy Tuesday morning commute, so plan to give yourself extra time on the roads. And beyond the rain, you are going to feel a sharp drop in temperatures. We are falling out of the mid-70s and dropping down into the 40s and 50s as this cold front passes through.
Classic Michigan spring whiplash. Local meteorologist Bill Steffen noted that the highest rainfall amounts, potentially up to 1/2 inch, will likely be south of I-94. But the entire West Michigan region is settling into this cooler-than-average pattern for early May. So again, secure your outdoor items, prepare for a wet Tuesday commute, and make sure you have a way to receive ongoing weather alerts.
All right, moving on to our top story today. We are looking north, specifically at a massive investment that is about to reshape some of Michigan's most iconic hospitality venues.
If you have ever spent time in Petoskey, Charlevoix, or Harbor Springs, you almost certainly know the Stafford's hospitality properties. For decades, places like the Perry Hotel and the Bayview Inn have been the absolute bedrock of the up north tourism experience. But late last year, that portfolio was sold. And now, the new owners have unveiled a staggering $22 million overhaul of the properties. It is a massive capital injection into the regional economy. The buyers are John and Lauren Cotton of Grosse Pointe. They've rebranded the properties under the Cotton Collection umbrella. This portfolio includes the Bayview Inn, the Perry Hotel, the Crooked River Lodge in Allison, the Pier Restaurant in Harbor Springs, the Weather Vane in Charlevoix, and the Noggin Room Pub. That is a significant chunk of prime, historic real estate in some of Michigan's most lucrative seasonal markets. What's really fascinating here is the branding pivot. The Cottons are emphasizing a concept they call quiet luxury. Stafford's was always comfortable, classic, and deeply nostalgic. It had that traditional, slightly rustic northern Michigan charm. Quiet luxury implies a modernization of the amenities, better linens, updated bathrooms, high-end dining, without turning these historic landmarks into flashy corporate resorts.
And frankly, some of those properties needed the update. Nostalgia is a powerful draw, but it doesn't fix aging plumbing or outdated room layouts. The challenge for the Cotton Collection is balancing that necessary modernization with historic preservation. People return to the Perry Hotel year after year because it feels like stepping back in time. If you sanitize that character too much, you risk alienating the generational guests who built the business. Exactly. And doing a $22 million renovation on historic buildings is notoriously difficult. You never know what you are going to find behind the walls of a century-old inn. Plus, they are operating on an incredibly strict seasonal timeline. In northern Michigan, you make the vast majority of your revenue between Memorial Day and Labor Day. You cannot afford to have your flagship properties closed or heavily disrupted by construction during peak tourist months. Right, which means the bulk of this heavy lifting has to happen during the bitter cold of the off-season, which presents its own logistical nightmares for contractors. But the economic impact of this project on Emmett and Charlevoix counties cannot be overstated. Pumping $22 million into local trades, construction crews, and suppliers provides a huge boost to the year-round residents who rely on the hospitality sector. It also speaks to a broader demographic shift in who is traveling up north. We are seeing a massive influx of capital from downstate Michigan, Chicago, and beyond. The new generation of tourists expects a higher baseline of luxury. They want the aesthetic of a historic northern Michigan lodge, but they want the Wi-Fi, the culinary execution, and the service standards of a modern boutique hotel.
That is exactly the gap the Cotton Collection is trying to fill.
It will be really interesting to see how the locals and the longtime summer residents react as these renovated spaces open up. If they can nail that quiet luxury vibe without losing the soul of the Stafford's legacy, this could be a blueprint for how to save and sustain historic hospitality properties across the state.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up today.
Sounds good. What do we have first?
First up, gas prices in Michigan are spiking again, and it is starting to make major political waves ahead of the midterms.
Yeah, as of May 1st, the state average hit $4.58 a gallon. That was a brutal 33-cent jump in just 24 hours. Analysts are pointing to a power outage at a major BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, combined with broader geopolitical tensions involving Iran.
And according to the Detroit Free Press, this is fueling serious voter anger. Michigan is a key swing state, and historical data shows a very strong negative correlation between high gas prices and presidential approval ratings. Small businesses and local charities are also feeling the immediate operational strain.
It is the ultimate kitchen table issue. Whether the cause is an Indiana refinery or international conflict, voters feel it directly at the pump, and that frustration almost always trickles up to the ballot box.
Next, if you are a rock or metal fan, Loudwire is running a new sweepstakes called Join the Uprising to win a VIP trip to the Upheaval Festival right here in Grand Rapids.
Upheaval is taking over Belknap Park on July 17th and 18th. It is marketed as West Michigan's largest outdoor rock festival, and this Loudwire partnership is giving away three VIP packages.
It is a smart promotional tool. These media-sponsored contests drive newsletter signups for the outlet while boosting national brand awareness for the festival itself.
Exactly. It shows the festival has a healthy footprint beyond just the local market. If a national outlet like Loudwire is pushing it, Upheaval is clearly cementing its status on the broader summer festival circuit.
Moving on, the RX Kids program is expanding its footprint into Kalamazoo and Calhoun counties this summer. This is that universal, unconditional cash prescription program for pregnant mothers we've discussed before. It provides a one-time $1,500 prenatal payment, plus $500 a month for the baby's first year. Right, it is expanding to 20 new Michigan communities, including Galesburg, Oshtemo, Albion, and Battle Creek. Enrollment opens June 1st for Kalamazoo County and July 1st for Calhoun County.
It is a first-of-its-kind public-private partnership led by Michigan State University. The ongoing challenge will be maintaining sustainable funding as they scale, but the goal is to reduce infant poverty by giving parents direct financial flexibility for rent or formula during a highly vulnerable time. Finally, a localized dispute over park etiquette is gaining traction on the Grand Rapids subreddit. A resident posted a complaint about finding used condoms discarded in the parking lot at Roselle Park in Ada. The post racked up dozens of upvotes, with the user pointing out the obvious yuck factor and the risk of a toddler or a dog picking them up. Roselle Park is a beautiful 240-acre nature preserve, so finding that kind of litter is definitely jarring. Public health experts note the risk of actually contracting an STI from outdoor exposure is negligible, as pathogens don't survive long outside the body. But it is a genuine environmental hazard, contributing to microplastic pollution and posing a risk to local wildlife. It highlights the ongoing tension of managing public spaces after hours. You want parks to be open and accessible, but balancing that with keeping them sanitary for families the next morning is a constant challenge for local municipalities.
And that is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thanks for joining us. Please stay safe in the weather out there tonight, and make sure those patio umbrellas are tied down before the wind hits. We will be back tomorrow with more news from West Michigan and beyond. Have a great day.